You are listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Addie Baird and Josefa Velasquez at Politico New York report that they think Lyme disease, quote, has been driving the conversation in the race to replace Representative Chris Gibson. Gibson, Republican from Kinderhook, ran his successful 2014 re-election campaign largely on his championing of Lyme legislation in an otherwise do-nothing Congress. Now, Politico says, both major party candidates in the 41st Senate District in the Hudson Valley, quote, have made Lyme disease a central part of their campaigns, end quote. Lyme disease is caused by tick bites, and the Northeast is where it is most prevalent. Republican John Faso, a former Assembly minority leader who is running for Gibson's seat, has told reporters, quote, I'm going to talk and address the issues as Chris Gibson has done on things like Lyme disease. Read the full story in Politico, New York. Jeanette Wolfberg in the Columbia paper attempts to explain Hudson's intricate common council voting rules, where one fifth ward vote weighs 364 under the city's weighted vote system, while one first or fourth ward vote weighs 95. If you are confused, so are the folks from the Fair and Equal movement who are organizing to bring equal voting to each member of the council. The group is proposing new ward boundaries with equal populations through a referendum in November. If approved by voters, the new rules would take effect after the 2017 election in 2018. The group is currently attempting to get signatures on petitions by July 6th for the November referendum. Press liaison Beth Kanaga, Kevin Hannon of Hudson Forward, Ted Gramkow, and Steve Dunn spoke in favor of the measure at a June 23rd Hudson Area Library meeting. Quote, a powerful consideration in redistricting is whether it would disempower racial minorities, end quote, said 3rd Ward Supervisor Don Moore at the June 23rd meeting. Dunn replied, quote, in our map, the 2nd Ward, which has the highest minority population, end quote, has an advantage in the current system. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. The town of New Baltimore in Greene County, the village of Ravenna, and the hamlet of Coymans in Albany County are under water restrictions. Sprinklers are not allowed at any time until further notice, and handheld watering of gardens and flowers is limited to 7 to 9 a.m. and 7 to 9 p.m. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that the North-South Lake Campground in Haines Falls in Greene County gets upgraded electric and water service at the South Lake Pavilion thanks to a July 1st announcement from Governor Andrew Cuomo about tourist improvements in the Catskills and the Adirondacks. In Ulster County, the Kenneth L. Wilson Campground is getting a new nature trail, including a pedestrian bridge and an observation platform, hand launch for paddlers, a quarter-mile observation trail with a footbridge, fishing access site, and picnic area. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. This has been the WGXE News Update.